Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show from Las Vegas. Here for the first time in a couple of years, came 25 years in a row when I was working for the Outdoor Channel and filming outdoor television all over the world, but took a couple of years off after an injury in New Zealand, so good to have you here. But my next guest, fascinating background, a gun guy, I am told, a guy who believes in the Second Amendment, also a guy who spent the last decade plus working for Facebook. And isn't there an interesting correlation between social media and the attacks on the Second Amendment? Chuck Rossi is the man's name. He's joining me now. Chuck, good to have you here.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for the invitation.
So tell me about your time at Facebook, first of all. You were there for more than 10 years. What did you do?
So I wound up as an engineering director in charge of a big piece of software infrastructure, what we call release engineering. And it's a specialized thing in the software world. And Facebook did a pretty tremendous job in that space. But during my last year there, I was kind of bothered by some of the decisions that we made starting kind of in 2014 in the gun space, as far as gun content and ads and pages and groups and things. And I have to say, Facebook is the kind of place where if, you know, being a longtime employee and having a concern where I saw something that was kind of against the mission of like connecting people and their interests.
Right.
I had kind of full kind of blessing to go and, hey, look at this problem. Take my expertise in the firearms world as kind of a subject matter expert.
Right.
And go help those teams do a better job of understanding what firearm content was, what was important to people, what kind of content, you know, kind of might have had risk and what didn't.
I'm going to guess that you weren't as, you know, warmly received as you would like to have been.
Surprisingly, it was actually not a big problem. Certainly the kind of the forces of Silicon Valley certainly lean a certain way.
Sure.
And I think by default, people kind of have they've kind of got it beaten into them from the mass media that guns are bad. But when you have a person, especially like I was a director and kind of respected, and you have someone reasonably going in and saying, hey, we're doing a poor job servicing our users here. People didn't really get hung up on the fact that it was users interested in gun things. They had a base kind of criteria of what they wanted to be, quote unquote, protected, you know, to protect
sure.
the platform.
Sure.
But there was no real religious philosophical thing that I ran into, at least at the kind of the base level.
So let me ask you this, because, you know, as I look at Facebook and I look at, you know, the owners and so forth and Zuckerberg and those folks, they're not friends to the guns and the gun industry from what I read and what I, you know, perceive. Am I wrong?
Well, I certainly can't speak for you know, Zuck or the management team. I know Zuck has, you know, shot, and he famously took a year and only ate meat that he culled himself, for example, and that certainly involved guns.
Certainly.
I don't think he's particularly anti-gun. I just don't think it's a top-of-mind issue for him, and all the things that are on his plate, it just doesn't show up on the radar.
Right.
So that's probably more what you're seeing there, at least as far as Zuck goes.
So let's take let's go up to a 30,000-foot view, a little bit different here, Chuck. And the reason I say that is because on social media, certainly after the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day, right? The negative outpouring on social media was overwhelming. It created an anti-gun movement almost. And you see these things happening on social media where the mob gets out there and they get a notion rolling. I won't say facts, but they get a notion rolling and it kind of takes on a life of its own. And I think that's dangerous to the Second Amendment. It's dangerous to gun owners because it portrays people in a cartoonish way. You know, you're all a bunch of hayseed backwoods hillbillies that would like guns. Am I right or wrong? I see you nodding your head, so you must find some agreement there.
So yeah, that's a reasonable thing to think, because if your media, you know, your social media feed is full of this misinformation, a lot of passion against guns, yeah, that's a reasonable thing to think. Of course, it's not Facebook or any platform doing it. It's people doing it. So here's the point. You have a platform where you can give a positive view on the Second Amendment and some facts and some, you know, unbiased opinion about what guns can and can't do. And you can point out inconsistencies and manipulation and propaganda coming from mainstream media that is polluting. So somebody puts up a link from some ridiculous thing from the New York Times that is completely, absolutely wrong about guns.
Right.
You have a platform where you can speak up and say, hey, you know what? I do this thing. I know this thing. This is not correct. Here's what actually is reality. Right?
An educational opportunity.
Advocacy, education. You have a platform. You have a voice. Use it. Don't shirk away from these platforms. Don't say, I'm not using Facebook. They're anti-gun. I'm not using Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, whatever. They're anti-gun. They certainly might be, but their stated mission is to give you a voice. And use it. Don't shirk away and not use these tools, these platforms, to take you know, the gun culture out of the mainstream.
So what do you do now? Chuck Rossi here with us, former Facebook executive and engineering director there with Facebook for 11 years before you decided to leave. Why did you leave?
I've been 30 years in the industry, almost 11 years at Facebook. It was just time to kind of move on, yeah.
But with your experience and your background, I think you have the opportunity to teach people, okay, you see a message that you know isn't accurate. You see a message that isn't portraying the Second Amendment in a good light, or whatever your concern may be. We'll use that as our example today because we're at the SHOT Show. I mean, there must be tools that you can push back more than just saying, hey, you're wrong about this, because I've seen the social media piling on of you're an idiot and the name calling and the, you know, the finger pointing and the nonsense, as if it's my fault that there was a shooting at the high school in Florida, right? Which, of course, it's not.
Right.
How do you combat that mentality, the electronic herd?
So you come at it as reasonably as possible. And what I found in my experience, and I did this at work at Facebook, there's a lot of internal debate about all the topic issues that you would find anywhere. And I found we set up a system internally where you could basically request, like, hey, I think guns are the worst thing in the world. I can't understand it. Why do assault weapons are even here? They're just weapons of war, blah, blah, blah. And there was a way, like a tool could say, like, well, if you want to talk to someone about that, click here. And I was on the receiving side of that as the SME, the subject matter expert on guns. And I would sit down and have a conversation with that person and say, okay, what do you feel? Here's a reasonable explanation. Here's a reasonable person that you know and trust giving you another side. And you're more likely, if you take this approach on Facebook itself and with people you know, and hopefully people know you as a reasonable person and they know you in person. If they saw you at a party, they say, hey, Steve, if I talked to you about this, we could have a decent conversation. We would not rip each other's eyes out like you would on Facebook.
Right.
Approach it like you're talking to your friends.
Well, you made a point there, and I want to ask you about this, Chuck, because you spent so much time on the inside, if you will. But social media allows people to say things to other people they wouldn't say in person. It happens continuously. It's negative. It's ugly. It's the electronic herd. Am I right? Or, I mean, you're shaking your agreement. Have a smile on your face a bit there, and there's where I think it deteriorates and spirals out of control, right or wrong.
Well, certainly there's plenty of examples of that. And the hope was, at least my expectation with Facebook, was that your real name is on Facebook. We don't allow anonymous accounts. You should, you know, the hope is that when you are representing yourself, your family name in these platforms, that you would take the time to represent yourself a little better. And I think as we all get used to this new platform that's been kind of given to us to communicate, yeah, it's going to take some time for us to learn how to best use these systems. And we're still kind of babies when you think about it on these systems.
Some folks act like it, I'll give you that.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Chuck Rossi here, former Facebook executive. He was an engineering director for 11 years, discussing the intersection, if you will, between the Second Amendment and social media and how these things get, I don't know, stirred up from time to time. We're going to take a quick break here. Back with Chuck in just a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you in part this week by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan, ABC, making it possible to be here in Las Vegas. We'll be right back from the 2019 SHOT Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't Make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.